Prize Picks expands senior team with two appointments. Daily fantasy sports operator Prize Picks has appointed two new executives to head its HR and responsible gambling departments. Renee White, a former executive at Warner Brothers Discovery and Turner Sports, was named as the company's new chief people officer. Prize Picks stated that White will work out of Atlanta and report directly to co-founder and CEO Adam Wexler. According to the company, White's extensive experience, which includes leadership roles at Turner Sports, Bleacher Report, and Turner Studios, will help guide the company through its next growth phase. The second appointee, Phil Sherwood, will step into the role of Senior Director of Responsible Gaming at the company. Before his new position, Sherwood was the Chief Communications Officer at the Massachusetts Council on Gaming and Health, MACGH. In the role, he spearheaded initiatives like the statewide Remote Voluntary Self-Exclusion, VSE, program and a 24/7 live chat platform for player protection. Prior to MACGH, he served as president of the board of directors of the National Council on Problem Gambling, NCPG. In his new position, Sherwood will lead the development of PrizePicks' responsible gambling initiatives in its various operating markets. PrizePicks states that Sherwood's unique perspective and strategic vision will help position the company as the gold standard of responsible gaming in the fantasy sports sector. Quote, Renee and Phil bring invaluable experience that will accelerate our growth as a company. Renee's storied career as a people leader and her ties to the Atlanta community cannot be understated. Having her join us at such a crucial phase for the company is pivotal. Combined with Phil expanding upon our responsible gaming initiatives, I'm excited to see both play a role in ensuring our business continues to prioritize its two most valued assets, our people and our players. Adam Wexler, PrizePicks CEO and co-founder. PrizePicks regulatory challenges. The appointments come amid a quite mixed transitional period for PrizePicks. In the past months, the DFS giant has encountered regulatory hurdles in some states in the U.S. In February, the company agreed to pay a $15 million fine to the New York State Gaming Commission for operating in the state without a betting license. The penalty fee followed PrizePicks' decision to stop its Pick'em-style contests in the state due to regulatory changes that banned fantasy games that resemble proposition betting. In the same month, PrizePicks, along with Underdog Fantasy and Better, were ordered to cease operations in Florida. However, the company recently re-entered the state with its peer-to-peer, P2P, offering, PrizePicks Arena.